يستجيبوا للذين يصرخون إليه.
هللويا
Thank you.
Thank you.
بذكر آل
عيسون
The horse and its rider he has thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation. The Lord is a man of war, the Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and his army he has cast into the sea. The depth hath covered them, they sank to the bottom as a stone. And in the greatness of your excellence, you have overthrown those who rose up against you. You sent forth your wrath, it consumed them like stubble. The enemy said, I will pursue, I will overtake, I will divide the spoil, my lust shall be satisfied upon them, I will draw my sword, and my hand shall destroy them. Who is like you, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like you, glorified in his saints, amazing in glory, performing wonders? People will hear and be afraid. Sorrow will take hold on the inhabitants of Palestine. All the inhabitants of Canaan will melt away. Fear and dread will fall on them. We'll bring them in and plant them in the mountain of your inheritance, in that place, O Lord, which you have made for you to dwell in. For the horses of Pharaoh went with his chariots and his horsemen into the sea. And Miriam the prophet is the sister of Aaron, took a timbrel in her hand, and all the women went out to her with timbrels and with praises. The horse and his rider he has thrown into the sea. Let us sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed
Oh,
Reading from the book of Deuteronomy of Moses the prophet. May his blessings be with us all. Amen. Give ear, O heavens, and I will speak, and hear, O earth, the words of my mouth. Let my teaching drop as the rain, and my speech distill as the dew, as raindrops on the tender herb, and as showers on the grass. For I will proclaim the name of the Lord, ascribe greatness to our God. He is the rock, his work is perfect. For all his ways are justice, a God of truth and without injustice, righteous and upright is he. They have corrupted themselves, they are not his children. Because of their blemish, a perverse and crooked generation. Do you thus deal with the Lord, O foolish and unwise people? Is he not your father who brought you? Has he not made you and established you? Remember the days of old, consider the years of many generations. Ask your father and he will show you, your elders and they will tell you. When the Most High divided their inheritance to the nations, when he separated the sons of Adam, he set the boundaries of the peoples according to the number of children of Israel. For the Lord's portion is his people. Jacob is the place of his inheritance. He found him in a desert land and in the wasteland, a howling wilderness. He encircled him, he instructed him. He kept him as the apple of his eye. As an eagle stirs up its nest, hovers over its young, spreading out its wings, taking them up, carrying them on its wings, so the Lord alone led him, and there was no foreign God with him. He made him ride in the heights of the earth, that he might eat the produce of the fields. He made him to draw honey from the rock and oil from the flinty rock, curds from the cattle and milk of the flock, with fat of lambs and rams of the breed of Bashan, and goats with the choicest wheat. And you drank wine, the blood of the grapes. But Jeshurun grew fat and kicked and grew fat. You grew fat, you are covered with fat. Then he forsook God who made him and scornfully esteemed the rock of his salvation. They provoked him to jealousy with foreign gods, with abominations. They provoked him to anger. They sacrificed to demons, not to God. To gods they did not know, and new gods, new arrivals that your fathers did not hear. Of the rock who begot you, you were unmindful, and have forgotten the God who fathered you. And when the Lord saw it, he spurned them because of the provocation of his sons and his daughters. And he said, I will hide my face from them, I will see what their end will be, for they are a perverse generation, children in whom is no faith. They have provoked me to jealousy by what is not God. They have moved me to anger by their foolish idols. I will provoke them to jealousy by those who are not a nation. I will move them to anger by a foolish nation. For a fire is kindled in my anger and shall burn to the lowest hell. It shall consume the earth, her increase, and set on fire the foundations of the mountains. I will heap disasters upon them. I will spend my arrows upon them. They shall be wasted with hunger, devoured by pestilence and bitter destruction. I will also send against them the teeth of beasts with the poison of serpents of the dust. The sword shall destroy outside, there shall be terror within, for the young man and virgin, the nursing child with the man of gray hairs. I would have said, I will dash them in pieces, I will make the memory of them to cease from among men, had I not feared the wrath of the enemy, lest their adversaries should misunderstand, lest they should say, our hand is high, and it is not the Lord who has done all of this. For they are a nation void of counsel, nor is there any understanding in them. Oh, that they were wise, that they understood this, that they would consider their latter end. How could one chase 1,000 to put 10,000 to flight unless their rock had sold them and the Lord had surrendered them? For their rock is not like our rock, even our enemies themselves being judges. For their vine is the vine of Sodom and of the fields of Gomorrah. Their grapes are grapes of gall, their clusters are bitter. Their wine is the poison of serpents and the cruel venom of cobras. Is this not laid up in store with me, sealed up among my treasures? Vengeance is mine and recompense. Their foot shall slip in due time, for the day of their calamity is at hand, and the things that come hasten upon them. For the Lord will judge his people and have compassion on his servants when he sees that their power is gone and that there is no one remaining bond or free. He will say, where are their gods, the rock in which they sought refuge, who ate the fat of their sacrifices and drank the wine of their drink offering? Let them rise and help you and be your refuge. Now see that I, even I, am he, and there is no God besides me. I kill and I make alive, I wound and I heal, nor is there anyone who can deliver from my hand. For I lift my hand to heaven and say, as I live forever, if I wet my glittering sword and my hand takes hold on judgment, I will render vengeance to my enemies and repay those who hate me. I will make my arrows drunk with blood, and my sword shall devour flesh with the blood of the slain and captives from the heads of the leaders of the enemy. Rejoice, O Gentiles, with his people, for he will avenge the blood of his servants and render vengeance to his adversaries. He will provide atonement for his land and his people. Glory be to the Holy Trinity, our God, unto the ages of all ages. Amen.
صلاتنا أم صمويل النبي بركاته الجميع آمين اعتز قلبي بالرب وارتفع قرني بإلهي اتسع فمي على أعدائي لأني فرحت بخلاصك فإنه ليس قدوس مثل الرب ولا بار مثل إلهنا وليس قدوس سواه فلا تفتخروا ولا تتكلموا وسم الكلام العالي ولا يخرج كلام تعظم من أفواهكم، لأن الله رب المعرفة والأفعال تتهيأ به إن كسرت قصي الأقوياء والضعفاء، فمنطق قوة الشباع من الخبز نقص وجياع شبعوا في الأرض، لأن العاقر ولدت سبعة وكثيرة الأولاد ضعفت. الرب يميت ويحيي ويحضر إلى الجحيم ويصعد، الرب يفكر ويغني يضع ويرفع، يقيم الفقير من التراب ويرفع البائس من المزبلة، ليجلس مع رؤساء شعبه ويورثه كرسي العظمة. تقبل صلوات الذين يطلبون إليه ويبارك سني الصدقين، لأن الرجل القوي ليس بقوته قويا، الرب يجعل عدوه ضعيفا. الرب هو قدوس، لا يفتخر الحكيم بحكمته ولا يفتخر القوي بقوته ولا يفتخر الغني بغناه، لكن بهذا فليفتخر المفتخر، أن يفهم ليعرف الرب ويصنع حكما وعدلا في وسط الأرض. الرب صعد إلى السماوات فأرعد، هو يدين أقطار الأرض ويعطي قوة لملوكنا ويرفع قرن مسيحه. والسبح لله دائما أبدا.
The prayer of Habakkuk the prophet. O Lord, I have heard your speech and was afraid. O Lord, revive your work in the midst of the years. In the midst of the years, make it known. In wrath, remember mercy. God came from Teman, the Holy One from Mount Paran. Salah, his glory covered the heavens, and the earth was full of his praise. His brightness was like the light. He had rays flashing from his hand, and there his power was hidden. Before him was pestilence, and fever followed at his feet. He stood and measured the earth. He looked and startled the nations, and the everlasting mountains were scattered. The perpetual hills bowed. His ways are everlasting. I saw the tents of Cushan in affliction. The curtains of the land of Midian trembled. O Lord, were you displeased with the rivers? Was your anger against the rivers? Was your wrath against the sea, that you rode on your horses, your chariots of salvation? Your bow was made quite ready. Oaths were sworn over your arrows. Salah, you divided the earth with rivers. The mountains saw you and trembled. The overflowing of the water passed by. The deep uttered its voice and lifted its hands on high. The sun and moon stood still in their habitation, and at the light of your arrows they went, and at the shining of your glittering spear. You marched through the land of indignation. You trampled the nations in anger. You went forth for the salvation of your people, for salvation with your anointed. You struck the head from the house of the wicked by laying bare from foundation to neck. Salah, you thrust through with his own arrows the head of his villages. They came out like a whirlwind to scatter me. Their rejoicing was like feasting on the poor in secret. You walked through the sea with your horses, through the heap of great waters. When I heard, my body trembled, my lips quivered at the voice. Rottenness entered my bones, and I trembled in myself, that I might rest in the day of trouble. When he comes up to the people, he will invade them with his troops. Through the fig tree, though the fig tree may not blossom, nor fruit be on the vines, though the labor of the olive may fail, and the fields yield no fruit, though the flock be cut off the fold, and there be no herd in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength. He will make my feet like deer's feet, and he will make me walk on high hills, singing psalms. Glory be to the Holy Trinity.
The prayer of Jonah the prophet. And he said, I cried out to the Lord because of my affliction. And he answered me, out of the belly of Sheol I cried, and I heard my voice. For you cast me into the deep, into the heart of the seas, and the flood surrounded me. all your billows and your waves passed over me. Then I said, I have been cast out of your sight, yet I will look again towards your holy temple. The waters encompassed me, even to my soul. The deep closed around me. Weeds were wrapped around my head. I went down to the moorings of the mountains. The earth with its bars closed behind me forever. Yet you have brought up my life from the pit, O Lord my God. When my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord, and my prayer went up to you, into your holy temple. Those who regard worthless idols forsake their own mercy, but I will sacrifice to you with the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay what I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord. Glory be to the Holy Trinity.
صلاة حسقيا ملك يهوذا حين مرض وقام من مرضه. أنا قلت في رفعة أيامي إني أمضي على أبواب الجحيم وأترك السنين الباقية. قلت لست أنظر بعد خلاص الله على الأرض، ولست أنظر أيضا إنسانا من جنسي. تركت عني بقية حياتي، فخرجت ومضت مني مثل خيمة وقد حلها. روحي فيا صارت مثل من سجد قرب قطعة. في ذلك اليوم أسلمت للفناء كأني لأسد، هكذا صحق عظامي. من النهار إلى الليل أسلمت مثل عصفور، هكذا أصوت، ومثل حمامة هكذا أهدر. فلت عيناي من أن أنتظر إلى أنظر إلى علو السماء نحو الرب الذي خلصني ونزع حزن نفسي. يا رب من أجلها أخبرت، وأنت أيقظت نسمتي. عزيتني فعشت لأنك خلصت نفسي لكي لا تهلك، وطرحت ورائي كل خطاياي، لأن ليس الذين في القبور يسبحونك، ولا الأموات يباركونك، ولا الذين في الجحيم يترجون رحمتك، لكن الأحياء يباركونك مثل إناء. لأني منذ اليوم أنجب أبناء يخبرون بعدلك يا إله خلاصي، ولست أكف مباركا إياك بمزمار جميع أيام حياتي أمام بيت إلهي والصبح لله دائما.
The prayer of Manasseh the king. O Lord Almighty, God of our ancestors, of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, and of the righteous offspring, you who made heaven and earth with all their order, who shackled the sea by your word of command, who confined the deep and sealed it with your terrible and glorious name, at whom all things shudder and tremble before your power. For your glorious splendor cannot be borne, and the wrath of your threat to sinners is unendurable. Yet immeasurable and unsearchable is your promised mercy, for you are the Lord Most High, of great compassion, long-suffering, and very merciful, and you relent at human suffering. O Lord, according to your great goodness, you have promised repentance and forgiveness to those who have sinned against you, and in the multitude of your mercies you have appointed repentance for sinners, so that they may be saved. Therefore, O Lord, God of the righteous, have not appointed repentance for the righteous, for Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, who did not sin against you, but you have appointed repentance for me, who am a sinner. For the sins I have committed are more in number than the sand of the sea. My transgressions are multiplied. O Lord, they are multiplied. I am not worthy to look up and see the height of heaven because of the multitude of my iniquities. I am weighted down with many an iron fetter, so that I am rejected because of my sins. And I have no relief, for I have provoked your wrath and have done what is evil in your sight, setting up abomination and multiplying offenses. Now I bend the knee of my heart, imploring you for your kindness. I have sinned, O Lord, I have sinned, and I acknowledge my transgressions. I earnestly implore you, forgive me, O Lord, forgive me. Do not destroy me with my many transgressions. Do not be angry with me forever, or store up evil for me. Do not condemn me to the depths of the earth. For you, O Lord, are the God of those who repent. And in me you will manifest your goodness, for unworthy as I am, you will save me according to your great mercy. And I will praise you continually all the days of my life, for all the hosts of heaven sings your praise, and yours is the glory forever. Amen. Glory be to the Holy Trinity. Amen.
The first prayer of Isaiah the prophet. With my soul I have desired you in the night. Yes, by my spirit within me I will seek you early. For when your judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. Let grace be shown to the wicked, yet he will not learn righteousness. In the land of uprightness, he will deal unjustly and will not behold the majesty of the Lord. Lord, when your hand is lifted up, they will not see, but they will see and be ashamed for their envy of people. Yes, the fire of your enemies shall devour them. Lord, you will establish peace for us, for you have also done all works in us. O Lord, our God, other masters besides you have had dominion over us, but by you only we make mention of your name. They are dead, they will not live. They are deceased, they will not rise. Therefore you have punished and destroyed them, and made all their memory to perish. You have increased the nation, O Lord, you have increased the nation. You are glorified, you have expanded all the borders of the land. Lord, in trouble they have visited you, they poured out a prayer when your chastening was upon them. As a woman with a child is in pain and cries out in her pangs when she draws near the time of her delivery, so have we been in your sight, O Lord. We have been with child, we have been in pain, we have, as it were, brought forth wind. We have not accomplished any deliverance in the earth, nor have the inhabitants of the world fallen. Your dead shall live together with my dead body, they shall arise. Awake and sing, you who dwell in dust. For your dew is like the dew of herbs, and the earth shall cast out the dead. Come, my people, enter your chambers and shut your doors behind you. Hide yourself, as it were, for a little moment, until the indignation is past. Glory to the Holy Trinity. Amen. The second prayer of Isaiah the prophet. O Lord, you are my God, I will exalt you, I will praise your name. For you have done wonderful things, your counsel of old are faithfulness and truth. For you have made a city a ruin, a fortified city a ruin, a palace of foreigners to be a city no more, it will never be rebuilt. Therefore the strong people will glorify you, the city of the terrible nations will fear you. For you have been a strength to the poor, a strength to the needy in his distress, a refuge from the storm, a shade from the heat. For the blast of the terrible ones is as a storm against the wall. You will reduce the noise of aliens as heat in a dry place, as heat in the shadow of a cloud. The song of the terrible ones will be diminished, and in the mountain the Lord of hosts will make for all people a feast of choice pieces, a feast of wines on the lees, of fat things full of marrow, a well-refined wines on the lees. And he will destroy on this mountain the surface of the covering cast over all people, and the veil that is spread over all nations. He will swallow up death forever, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces. The rebuke of his people he will take away from all the earth. For the Lord has spoken, and will be said in that day, Behold, this is our God. We have waited for him, and we will save us. He will save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. For on this mountain the hand of the Lord will rest, and Moab shall be trampled down under him, and straw is trampled down for the refuse heap. And he will spread out his hands in their midst as he who swims spreads out his hands to swim. And he will bring down their pride together with the trickery of his hands. The fortress of the high fort and your walls will bring down, lay low and bring to the ground, down to the dust. Glory be to the Holy Trinity.
تسبحت أشعياء النبي الثالث في ذلك اليوم يسبحون هذا التسبيح في أرض اليهودية قائلين ها المدينة الحصينة وخلاصا يضع صورا ومترسا من خارج افتحوا الأبواب ليدخل الشعب الحافظ العدل والمتكلم بالحق ينجو البار ويمسك البر ويحفظ السلام لأنهم توكلوا عليك يا رب إلى الأبد الله العظيم الأبدي الذي أذللت وأنزلت السكان في المرتفعات المدن الحصينة هدمتها وأنزلتها إلى التراب وتدسها أرجل الودعاء والمتواضعين طريق الصديقين مستقيمة طريق الصديقين مستعدة لأن طريق الرب حكم توكلنا على اسمك وعلى ذكرك إنما قد اشتاقت إليه نفسنا إنما هو تسبحة منذ الليل روحي تبكر إليك يا الله لأن أحكامك نور على الأرض فتعلموا أن تصنعوا البر يا سكان الأرض والسبح لله دائما
The prayer of Jeremiah the prophet. Woe to us, for we have sinned. Because of this our heart is faint. Because of these things our eyes grow dim. Because of Mount Zion, which is desolate, with foxes walking about on it. You, O Lord, remain forever, your throne from generation to generation. Why do you forget us forever, and forsake us for so long a time? Turn us back into you, O Lord, and we will be restored. Renew our days as of old, unless you have utterly rejected us and are very angry with us. Glory to the Holy Trinity.
The prayer of Baruch the Prophet. And now, O Lord God of Israel, who brought your people out of the land of Egypt with a mighty hand and with signs and wonders and with great power and outstretched arm, and made yourself a name that continues to this day, we have sinned. We have been ungodly. We have done wrong, O Lord our God, against all your ordinances. Let your anger turn away from us, for we are left few in number among the nations where you have scattered us. Hear, O Lord, our prayer and our supplication, and for your own sake deliver us, and grant us favor in the sight of those who have carried us into exile, so that all the earth may know that you are the Lord our God, For Israel and his descendants are called by your name. Glory be to the Holy Trinity, our God, of the ages of all ages. Amen.
The prayer of Elijah the prophet. And it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah the prophet came near and said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, let it be known this day that you are God in Israel and that I am your servant. And that I have done all these things at your word. Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that this people may know that you are the Lord God, and that you have turned their hearts back to you again. Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice, and the wood and the stones and the dust, and it licked up the water that was in the trench. Now when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces, and they said, The Lord, He is God, the Lord, He is God. Glory to the Holy Trinity.
Salat Dawood Nabi. مبارك أنت أيها الرب إله إسرائيل أبينا منذ الأزل وإلى الأبد. لك يا رب العظمة والجبروت والجلال والبهاء والمجد، لأن لك كل ما في السماء والأرض. لك يا رب الملك، وقد ارتفعت رأسا على الجميع، والغنى والكرامة من لدنك. أنت تتسلط على الجميع، وبيدك القوة والجبروت، وبيدك تعظيم وتجديد الجميع. والآن يا إلهنا نحمدك ونسبح اسمك الجليل الصبح اللهدي.
صلاة سليمان الملك. وقف سليمان أمام مذبح الرب تجاه كل جماعة إسرائيل، وبسط يديه إلى السماء وقال: أيها الرب إله إسرائيل، ليس إله مثلك في السماء، ما من فوق ولا على الأرض من أسفل، حافظ العهد والرحمة لعبيدك السائرين أمامك بكل قلوبهم، الذي قد حفظت لعبدك داود أبي ما كلمته به، فتكلمت بفمك أكملت بيدك هذا اليوم. والآن أيها الرب إله إسرائيل، احفظ لعبدك داود أبي ما كلمته به قائلا: لا يعدم لك أمامي رجل يجلس على كرسي إسرائيل. إن كان بنوك يحفظون طرقهم حتى يسيروا أمامي كما سرت أنت أمامي. والآن يا إله إسرائيل، فليتحقق كلامك الذي كلمت به عبدك داود أبي، لأنه هل يسكن الله حقا على الأرض؟ هوذا السماوات وسما السماوات لا تسعك، فكم بالأقل هذا البيت الذي بنيته؟ فالتفت إلى صلاة عبدك وإلى تضرعه أيها الرب إلهي، واسمع الصراخ والصلاة التي يصليها عبدك أمامك اليوم، لتكن عيناك مفتوحتين على هذا البيت ليلا ونهارا، على الموضع الذي قلت أني أن اسمي يكون فيه، لتسمع صلاة التي يصليها عبدك في هذا الموضع، واسمع تضرع عبدك وشعبك إسرائيل الذين يصلون في هذا الموضع، واسمع أنت في موضع سكناك في السماء. وإذا سمعت فأغفر، والسبح لله دائما أمين.